Hi, I'm Megan Marcelino with Kurt Landry Ministries, and I'm so honored and excited to be here today with Rabbi Kurt Landry. And I know that if you guys are watching this, you just came through Thanksgiving, so I hope that you had an amazing Thanksgiving celebration with your friends and your family and just came through that season of gratitude. Today, we're here to talk to you specifically about Hanukkah, which is coming up now in just a few weeks, and we want to talk to you about Christians celebrating Hanukkah, kind of what that looks like. And I really can think of no one better who can kind of share his heart on that and what we feel like is the Lord's heart towards us as believers.
我是梅根，很荣幸也很激动今天能和拉比克兰卓在一起和大家讨论古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列。我希望你和你的朋友家人已经度过了一个美妙的感恩节。今天我们在这里专门和你谈谈已经到来的光明节。我们想和你谈谈基督徒庆祝光明节大概是什么样子的。我真的想不出比拉比更好的人能分享他的心声了。我们感觉到的是神对我们信徒的心。
Yeah, well, we joke about in our family, and this is our daughter, but also COO of Kurt Landry Ministries, and we're a ministry of Jew and Gentiles that walk one in Messiah. We're born again, spirit-filled Jewish believers, and we've worked with humanitarian aid in Israel for 34 years. We started out with early Aliyah, bringing Jewish people back from Russia back to Israel in the early 90s, and we have a full-time ministry in Israel doing humanitarian aid during this time of the war, where we take care of all the people that are there that have humanitarian needs.
是啊，就是我们的女儿梅根，但也是克兰卓事工的首席执行官。我们是犹太人和非犹太人的事工，在弥赛亚基督中行走的合一新人。我们是已经重生的被圣灵充满的犹太信徒。我们在以色列从事人道主义援助工作长达34年。90年代初，我们开始把犹太人从俄罗斯带回以色列。在现在的战争期间，我们在以色列有一个全职的部门做人道主义援助。我们照顾那些所有有人道主义需求的人。
But one of the reasons I was saying that about being a Hanukkah Christmas Jew is people laugh about that. But both of our families, the Marcelino side, Megan's husband, they're believing Jews, and they celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas, and so do we. And so it's like, well, how do you do that, and why would you do that? And so that's kind of what I want to share with you. So
我说，作为一个过光明节和圣诞节的犹太人的原因之一是，我们的两个家庭，就是梅根的丈夫一家，也是相信基督的犹太人，我们也是，我们庆祝光明节和圣诞节。所以你可能会问，哇，你是怎么做到的？你们为什么要这样做呢？这就是我想和你分享的。
Probably we should probably share the Maccabee story.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you got people here who maybe who don't even know the story of Hanukkah. They may think it's like the Jewish Christmas, yeah. Which it's not. So kind of what is the story? And from the angle of I'm a believer, but what does it have to do with me? Because, you know, if you're a mom out there, I get you. Like, why? You don't need like one more thing in this season. Like, it's enough to go from Thanksgiving to end of school to Christmas to New Year, then to add in an 8-day celebration. Like, it seems like a lot. But I'm going to tell you, there's so much richness there for your family, and it can be really, really simple. So, yeah. Talk to us about the Maccabees. Who were they, and what part do they play in history?
所以，也许我们应该分享马加比的故事，因为有些人甚至不知道光明节的故事。他们可能认为这就像犹太人的圣诞节，但实际上不是这样的。从我是一个信徒的角度来看，这和我有什么关系呢？因为你知道，如果你是一个母亲，我理解你为什么，在这个季节不需要更多的东西，因为你已经有了感恩节到孩子们的期末，再到圣诞节和新年，你的活动已经非常的丰富了。那么，如果再增加一个8天的庆祝活动，那就会变得非常的多。但我想要告诉你，你的家庭会因为光明节有非常丰富的财富。光明节可以非常非常的简单，所以拉比，请和我们谈谈马加比家族，他们是谁？他们在历史上扮演了什么角色呢？
So let me give you a little brief history, around 164 to 160 BCE. There was an Hellenization of the world coming through Assyrian called Antiochus IV. And you can read about this in the first book of Maccabee that actually is in the Catholic Bible, but it's not in our Bible, but it's still accurate history.
让我来给你们简单介绍一下公元前164年到160年的历史。在当时世界正处在希腊化的时期，通过安提约古斯约古四世这个人，你可以读到在马加比书一卷，这个实际上是在天主教的圣经当中，虽然它不在我们的圣经里，但它仍然是准确的历史。
So basically this ruler Antiochus the Fourth, you know, a narcissistic leader who wants to control the world in a dictatorship, and basically what he's doing is he's having trouble controlling these Jewish people becausethey are monolithic, meaning they only worship one god. His control was, we'll worship all these statues, Zeus and everything else, so I can control you. But these Jews, he couldn't control.
这个统治者安提约古斯四世在独裁统治下控制着世界，但他很难控制当时的犹太人，因为犹太人只敬拜一个神。这个国王他控制的方式是让所有的百姓去崇拜一些雕像、偶像、宙斯以及其他的一切，这样他就能控制大家，但是这些犹太人他却无法控制。
So what he did was he actually found compromised Jewish priests to go into the temple there in Jerusalem, andthey had temple prostitutes and all sorts of defilement of the temple, you know, with Jewish people and obviously his Greek-thinking Syrian people, and they defiled the temple. And then shortly after they did this, they were bringing a garrison into an area of Israel called Modi'in, which is between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem to this day.
所以他做的是，他实际上找到了妥协的犹太祭司，进入到耶路撒冷的圣殿，他们带入圣殿妓女以及各种各样玷污圣殿的方式。那么显然他的希腊化思想就注入到了犹太人当中，玷污了圣殿。不久之后，他们把驻军带到以色列特拉维夫和耶路撒冷之间的一个叫莫迪因的地区。
And they came to a family called the Maccabees. These were a priestly family. This priestly family, was on a Shabbat. The garrison came in, and for time's sake, saying, you're going to sacrifice this pig on your altar at Shabbat.Judah Maccabee says, you know what? Enough is enough. We're not going to do it.
他们来到了一个叫马加比的家庭，这是一个祭司的家庭。他们当时正在过安息日，驻军进入，跟他们说要牺牲一个猪，用于放在祭坛上献祭。那么犹大马加比在这个家里的主人说，够了，够了，我们不会这么做的。
They killed the garrison, and they didn't sacrifice, and now they're in a war.And that war would start, and they said, listen, we're outnumbered, we're priests, we're not really warriors, we'll go and we'll take through the mountains of up to Jerusalem. They got to the temple, they removed the statue of Zeus, they sanctify and cleanse the temple, throw out all the corrupt priesthood, bring in a royal priesthood, and there's a great Hanukkah, an eight-branched menorah.
他们杀了驻军。他们没有牺牲，然后他们开始打仗，战争就开始了。他们寡不敌众，因为祭司并不是真正在战争中作战的战士。他们翻山越岭到达耶路撒冷，进了圣殿，移走了宙斯的雕像。他们在所有腐败的祭司中圣化和洁净圣殿，并且带来了一个新的祭司。然后在那边有很大的献祭的祭坛，以及用于插八支蜡烛的烛台。
It's there.And as the story has it, the legend has it, there's only a jug to fill one night of oil. And so the key is that as priests, they knew according to the law of Moses that they would have to have the oil according to the law of Moses. Now, understanding they're in Jerusalem, right? They're in the temple. And even to this day, as you can see, you can go down the Kidron Valley,up to the Mount of Olives, where Jesus is going to return one day and put his feet upon the Mount of Olives. Well, the Mount of Olives, there's a garden called Gethsemane. That's an actual where Jesus went and prayed. After Passover, he went and took some of his disciples and asked him, could you tarry not 1 hour? He was in an olive press or an olive grove. In that grove, they could have gone down that valley. I don't know how far it is, probably maybe 2.5 miles at best, that would be zigzagging, walking. Could have gone down and got jugs of oil, but they chose not to. What they did is they chose to trust the Lord, use the oil to light the menorah in the new sanctified temple, and believe God for 8 nights.
正如传说中的那样，那边只有一个壶，里面装的是只够用于一夜的油。根据摩西的律法，作为一个新的祭司，他们必须用油去点燃这个烛台，并且油需要是没有被玷污的油。因为我去过耶路撒冷，所以能够明白那边的路线。我猜测他们其实可以下山谷，然后去到另外一个城镇，大概 2.5 英里左右去拿一罐新的油，但是他们没有选择这样做，而是相信神，用仅剩下的油点燃新圣殿的烛台，连续八个晚上都选择相信神。
And so the story about this is how a small garrison of priests actually have the ability to restoreThe worship and the atonement of God on the earth, and their dedication. That's what Hanukkah means. It's the feast of dedication.
So, this story is about a small group of priests and how they have the ability to restore the worship and the atonement of God on the earth, and their dedication. That's what Hanukkah means.
And one of the reasons I think for us as Christians and Jews celebrate Hanukkah is to remember the miracle that God always provides for those who will stand with God's light. You know, we read about it in the Bible in John 10. Jesus celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles in John 10. That's where he made the declaration, which I'm sure you're familiar with, where he said, I am the light of the world. But he also talked to us in the Gospels about not only that he's the light of the world, but he said to us, his disciples, those who will follow after him, he said, you will be the salt of the earth, meaning you are being used like salt, not just to flavor, but to preserve the earth. And you do that by understanding the light of the world, that you are also going to be little lights of the world. So,
其中一个原因，我认为对于我们基督徒和犹太人来说，庆祝光明节是为了记住神，总是为那些站在神的光下的人展现神迹。在约翰福音的十章，耶稣庆祝了祝棚节，那是他发表声明和宣告的地方。我相信你对此很熟悉。他说，我是世界上的光。他也在福音书中告诉我们，不仅他是光，而他对我们，也就是他的门徒，那些跟随他的人说，你们将是世界的盐。意思是你们要像盐一样被使用，不只是增添味道，而是为了保护和维持这个世界。你们将通过理解世上的光来做到这一点，你也将成为世上的光。
So that's one of the reasons for us as a family, we celebrate Hanukkah and we also celebrate Christmas because we have a Christmas tree in our house and a Hanukkah. But that tree, I know it has pagan roots in the from the winter solstice and where that comes from, out of Rome and out of Europe. But let's look at it this way. That tree, there's a tree that we all remember and the birthday that we generally celebrate. I understand it wasn't on December the 25th. And most believe that it was most likely when Jesus was born would have been during the Feast of Tabernacles.
这就是我们一家人庆祝光明节也庆祝圣诞节的原因，因为我们的房子里既有圣诞树也有光明节的装饰烛台。但是那棵树，我知道它是有异教的根源的，是从罗马和欧洲来的。但是我们可以从另外一个角度看，我们一直都记得这棵树，我们都在想耶稣生日的时候围绕在这棵树旁庆祝。但其实我们也知道耶稣并不是在12月25日出生的，大多数人认为耶稣出生的时间很可能是在祝棚节。
When I see that tree in my house, I realize there was a tree at Calvary, and that the light of the world hung on that tree, so all of us could become the salt of the world, and also we could become the light of the world.
关键是当我看到我家的那棵树时，我意识到加利略也有一棵树，世上的光就挂在那棵树上。所以我们所有人都可以成为世界的盐，我们也可以成为世上的光。
And we take the ornaments we put upon the tree. Every good deed that we do is kind of hanging on a tree, so to say, so that we can all hear one day, because of the blood that was shed on that tree, we can hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
我们在树上挂各种各样的装饰品，我们每做一次好事就挂在那棵树上一样东西，这样有一天 我们都能听到，因为耶稣在那棵树上流的血，我们能够听到他说，做得很好，忠心良善的仆人。
Amazing, beautiful. There really is such an amazing connection between the message of Hanukkah and for us as believers. You know, you might ask yourself, what does it look like for a Christian to celebrate Hanukkah? Or for us, we would say, like, what does like a one new man, one new humanity Hanukkah look like? And I can tell you for us as a family, it's as simple as, sure, we have some fun Hanukkah traditions. But again, like I said, you know, we're not trying to add more to your holiday season, but we are trying to set apart time where we say we light candles every night and we say we are dedicated to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are dedicated to holiness. We are dedicated to waiting on the Lord. We are dedicated to identifying as true believers. Because you see, like what Rabbi said, the Maccabees were not only fighting against this Greek Hellenization, which Hellenization is basically, they wanted them to embrace a Greek way of thought and a Greek culture and to give up their Judaism or to give up any culture that was not Greek. And I
光明节的信息和我们这些信徒之间真的有惊人的联系。你可能会问自己，一个基督徒庆祝的光明节是什么样子的呢？或者对于我们来说，一个新人的光明节是什么样的？我可以告诉你，作为一个家庭，我们肯定有一些有趣的光明节传统。但是就像我说的，你知道，我们不是想给你增加任何的假期负担，而是想让你分别出时间，每晚点蜡烛。我们要将这样的时间献给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，我们要把它献给圣洁，献给等候神。我们致力于确定我们是真正的信徒，因为你看，就像拉比说的，马加比家族不仅反对希腊的殖民统治，而且他们反对接受希腊化的思维方式和希腊文化，反对希腊人强迫他们放弃犹太信仰，或者放弃任何非希腊的文化。
I think, you know, you and I can relate to that, right? In the world today, it's like, you must accept this culture, you must accept this doctrinal belief or this system, and if you don't, then it's like there is no room for you. And that's the same thing the Maccabees were fighting. So when we stand up for that as a family this year, how amazing, what an opportunity for us to talk to our children and say, yeah, no, that is not how we choose to identify ourselves. We choose to identify ourselves as true believers who wait on the Lord. We're not going to...
我想你和我都有同感，在今天的世界上，就好像你必须接受这种文化，你必须接受这个系统的教义或信仰，如果你不这样做，就好像没有你的空间了。这和马加比家族为之战斗的事情是一回事。所以当我们今年作为一个家庭站出来支持这一点时，这是多么好的一个机会，让我们可以和我们的孩子说说这个节日。这不是我们选择的自我认同方式，我们选择认同自己是等候主的真正信徒。
Gonna, you know, make false oil. We're gonna wait on God to provide a miracle. Hanukkah is truly a season of miracles. And so if you're needing a miracle, maybe it's something big, maybe it's something small, this is like really an incredible time to just, you know, you light. So the first night you'll light your center candle, which is your servant candle or the helper candle. And then you'll light the first candle. And then every night from there on, you know, you're gonna light two candles, three candles, four candles, all the way until the end. And you're gonna see that your family is going to experience the light of the world, do this exercise. It's really simple, but it's really, really beautiful.
我们不会为此来制造假油，而是要等待神来创造神迹奇事。光明节确实是一个充满奇迹的季节，所以如果你需要一个奇迹，也许是一件大事，也许是一件小事，这真的是一个不可思议的时机。所以第一天晚上，你点燃你的中心蜡烛，也就是仆人蜡烛，然后你点燃你的第一支蜡烛，从那以后的每个晚上，你点燃两支蜡烛、三支蜡烛、四支蜡烛，一直到最后，你会看到你的家人将会体验到世界的光。这真的很简单，但真的真的很美。
And maybe it's the first time you're doing it, but there's a first time for everything. And I can tell you, as a family who's like embraced the one new man, one new humanity culture, there are some clunky things. Sometimes it feels foreign. It doesn't feel familiar. It doesn't feel like, oh yeah, like Christmas morning. But after a few times doing it, it does. Because traditions are just things that we repeat over and over. So this is really an amazing year to start and to start like the education process of, you know, defining what really matters for your family and that expression.
也许这是你第一次这么做，但是凡事都有第一次。我可以告诉你，作为一个家庭，有一个新人的信仰是多么的重要。我知道这对你来说会感觉到不熟悉，感觉不像你所熟悉的圣诞节， 但是做了几次之后你会慢慢熟悉的，因为传统就是我们一遍又一遍重复的东西。因此这真的是一个很好的开始来做这些事情的一年，就像教育的过程一样，定义什么对你的家庭真正重要是很关键的。
All right, Nathan just did us a solid and brought us a Hanukkah so that you could see exactly what it looks like. So thank you, Nathan. We appreciate you doing that.
But
I just like shared with you, this is your center candle. This is your servant candle. And this is how you would light. You actually, this is your first night and your second night, and you light that night's candle first. So this would be, if you was the second night, you would light your center candle, and then you're going to go like night two, light one, and then 3, 2, 1, and through. But Rabbi's going to take us through really a beautiful prayer. And just, this is kind of our tradition as a ministry, our tradition as a family. Let's talk about the eight nights and how we might pray and kind of identify with the practice and the richness that is Hanukkah.
我们的同伴端上来了一个光明洁的烛台，这样你就可以确切地看到它的样子。这个中间的蜡烛叫做仆人的蜡烛，你从你右手边开始点燃蜡烛，第一个晚上用仆人蜡烛点燃第一根，第二个晚上点燃第二根，然后就是第三根、第四根。拉比将会带我们进行光明节的美好祷告，这是我们作为一个事工和家庭的传统。如果你今年选择以信徒的身份来庆祝光明节，那么就让我们来谈谈这八个夜晚，以及我们应该如何祷告来认同光明节的实践和丰富。
As you choose to celebrate as a believer this year.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the servant candle, the Shamus candle. Maybe I'm not going to take it.
We melted it in really good. It wouldn't be crooked.
Yeah. Okay. So I want you to imagine that I'm going to take that servant candle. And what I'm going to do is I just kind of want you to experience it from a believing perspective of what we do. Okay, so I'm just going to pray each one of these candles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, each number has a biblical significance, and so I'm going to decree those out over us.
所以我们要做的是拿着仆人的蜡烛，我想让你从相信我们所做的事情的角度来体验它。我要为每一根蜡烛来进行祷告，每一个数字都有圣经的意义，我要开始为你们进行宣告。
Okay, so that's what I'm going to do here.
Sorry, just trying to bump your
mic. Yeah, okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Jesus, the servant candle, and also in Hebrew, it's the helper, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to light the first night, which is the unity that we acknowledge that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through Jesus Christ is the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the second night we come in union, two is agreement. We set our life with the Lord in agreement in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that on the third night, when we set ourselves in agreement, the third night, that you heal us body, soul, and spirit, and that you are God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit in the Trinity of God.
天父上帝，奉主基督耶稣的名，我感谢耶稣仆人蜡烛。主啊，我感谢你让我们照亮第一个夜晚，这第一个夜晚代表着合一，我们通过基督耶稣承认亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神是与主的合一。主啊，我们感谢你，我们加入的第二个晚上代表着认可，我们奉耶稣的名认可我们的生命中有神。我们感谢你在第三个晚上，当我们认可你进入我们的生命，你治愈了我们的身心灵和魂，你是圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的神。
The fourth night, four is creation or adore. Thank you, Lord, that when we give our life to you in unity and we come in agreement, that our body, soul, and spirit through the power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit opens doors for us in our life. That brings us into five, which is grace. Lord, thank you that as we open the doors in our life to you as the Lord, it brings grace. Six, the sixth night is understanding and recognizing the weakness of our humanness, our manhood, if you want to call womanhood, that, Lord, as men and women, we do have weaknesses, but we thank you for the grace of God that brings us to seven. Seven is perfection, that we know that it's Christ in us That's our hope and glory.
第四个夜晚代表着创造或与善门。主要感谢你，当我们把我们的生命合一献给你，我们同意我们的身体、灵和魂，通过神的能力，圣父、圣子、圣灵，为我们的生活打开大门。第五个夜晚代表的是恩典。神，谢谢你，当我们向你敞开生命之门时，你带来恩典。第六个夜晚就是理解，认识到我们人性的弱点。我们不管是作为男人还是女人，都是有人性的弱点的。但是我们感谢神将他的恩典带入到我们的生命当中。那么接下来，神带我们来到了七，七代表的是完美。我们知道基督在我们的里面，那就是我们的希望和荣耀。
And eight is new beginnings. So I would encourage you with your children to say, accept the Lord, come in agreement with his ways. He will heal you body, soul, and spirit. You will know him as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He'll open doors in your life that will bring grace to overcome the weakness in your manhood, to bring perfection in Christ Jesus, to open up a life of new beginnings. That's being born again.
八是新的开始，所以我鼓励你和你的孩子说，接受神，认同神的方式，他会治愈你的身体、灵和魂。你会知道他是圣父、圣子、圣灵，他会打开你生命的大门，带来恩典，来克服你的人性弱点，在基督里带来完美。耶稣打开一个正在重生的新的开始的生命。
And all things are made new.
Amazing.I feel sure that after you've joined us for today that you can see the richness that's available to you for Hanukkah. You know, Hanukkah's a little bit of a different celebration in that it's not like one of the main feasts that we honor as a family as well. Like, it's not one of the main ones as part of our faith structure, but it's an opportunity. And that's kind of what I love, what you always share with us about the Feast of the Lord. It's like, do I have to do this?
No.
It's not an issue of salvation, but why wouldn't you want to?That's my question. It's like, it's an opportunity like to kind of sit at the Father's table and have like this an amazing time with your family, or maybe it's just you, but it's still that dedication to be present in the season and that grounding and that pattern. So this is really an invitation. I hope that you feel like you've learned about Hanukkah.
我确信在你加入我们今天的系列之后，你会看到光明节的丰富。你知道光明节是一个有点不同的庆祝活动，因为它不像我们作为一个家庭尊荣的主要节日之一，好像这不是我们信仰结构中的主要部分，但这个时机是一个机会。这就是我喜欢你总是和我们分享的关于主的节期。这就像我必须去做这个事情吗？其实也不是必须，这无关乎拯救。但是你为什么不会想做呢？这就是我想问你的问题。过光明节就像是得到一个机会，可以坐在餐桌旁边和家人共度美好时光，这是对神的一种奉献的精神和态度。所以这期对于你来说真的是一个邀请，我希望你通过这一期的教导系列已经了解了光明节。
Absolutely. So I want to say to you, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year to youMay the Lord bless your family richly in this new year that's coming. And may the light of the world, Jesus, which he said when he celebrated the Feast of Dedication, Hanukkah, in John chapter 10, he says, I am the light of the world. May that light shine brightly in you, to all your paths, and may he deliver you from all darkness in Jesus' name.
Amen.
所以我想对你说，祝你光明节快乐，圣诞快乐，新年快乐。愿神在新的一年里大大的祝福你和你的家人。耶稣在约翰福音第十章庆祝光明节时说，他说，我是世界的光，愿你身上的光照耀你所有前行的道路。愿耶稣把你从黑暗中拯救出来。奉主基督耶稣的名，阿们。神祝福你们平安。